Okay, so I drive a 2002 hand-me-down that doesn't play music unless you have CDs or cassette tapes. So I started collecting CDs so I can listen to music in the car. And today I'm going to break down some of them and rank them on a scale of 1 to 10 kind of thing. But it has nothing to do with the music itself or the album cover. More so like things that are specific about a CD, like the actual CD or the back of the CD or what comes inside the CD case when you buy it, things like that. So first up, we got Addison. This is my latest addition to my collection. And everything about this is so good. The track list is on the back, but it's in a cool way. It kind of looks like Coraline. The CD itself is beautiful. The colors, I mean, obviously CDs make that color, like the rainbow, but I'm talking about like the actual design on it. This is the signed version. The only complaint I have about this is that, I don't know if it's just mine, but when you put a CD face up, the side of it should be face up as well. Like, see how the Addison Rae is upside down, even though the CD's face up? Every other CD I have is not like that. And the other side of it isn't like that. See how this is Addison Rae? But I feel like they're supposed to match. I think that's just mine. I don't know. If you have the CD, let me know if that's on yours too. But otherwise, this one's perfect. Next up, let's go through my Billie collection. I have everything from Billie except for her latest album. But first up, we got her EP. Cool picture on the back, track list on the back. This is important because even though I'm a huge Billie fan and I already know the whole order and every song on the albums and everything, I do like to look at it just to make sure I know what number I'm on because the car says the number and stuff. The red CD with the yellow is cool. It's like just like the album cover. The only thing is this CD falls out really easily. Like usually you have to push it. My dog is drinking out of the toilet. Next up is When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? This one's a trifold one, which I fucking love. And I love the green CD. It's interesting to me that she did this because it kind of shows that she had the idea of doing green roots and black hair. But this album came out before she had that hairstyle and she definitely submitted all the CD like ideas and everything to make the CDs on time before she did that hairstyle. So it's kind of like, you can tell it was like she liked these colors together, but she hadn't done the hair yet. So I think that's cool to see. All the lyrics are right there and they're pretty small, but I mean, if I can read them, it's not a problem. I love how it opens. I love how there's things on the sides to grab it. This album is like, or this CD is perfect and the album is perfect. And it's on the back, very simplistic. Love the minimalistic idea of this. This is perfect. I think this is my favorite 10 out of 10. But then she went and did this. Now, I don't know if this is the only version of the CD of this album that you can get. It's another trifold, but I guess there's more lyrics on this album. So she had to have this piece right here. And the CD is now inside of this gap, but it is so hard to get out, especially, I mean, you should probably just put the CD in your car before you start driving, but like, I've kind of learned how to do it while I'm driving, but I can't do this one to save my life. It's like perfectly fits in there. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm not a fan. Don't like this one, but it's worth it to listen to this album because this album is so long. Again, tracklist on the back, very simplistic. Next up, we got Chapel Roan, her only album. No tracklist on the back. This one kind of makes me mad because I don't know this album too well. So when I want to listen to specific songs, Kaleidoscope, I can't. Well, I can, but I just have to find it on my own. She has, I think it's all the lyrics, I'm pretty sure, but it's also like a note to her grandfather, I think. And also, obviously, the tracklist is on this big piece of paper. But again, I'm not going to bust this out in the car like a fucking map and try to find the song I want. So I do wish that she put the track list somewhere in, the CD just fell out, somewhere in here that I could look at quickly, but this video is already 5 minutes long, so I'm gonna do one more. I have so many CDs, so let me know if you want to do this again. Why am I acting like I'm on FaceTime? The Charlie XCX remix album. Now, obviously on camera, this looks normal, but if you know, you know, this is completely backwards in real life, and I love that. However, what I was not expecting for literally everything in this whole pamphlet is backwards. Like, you cannot, well, you can read it if you just take your fucking time, but trying to find a track list or trying to find, like, get your way through the track list and know what song you want to play is, like, fucking mind-boggling. And also, there's two CDs for this album, which I don't mind, but it's very hard to get these out with the way that this piece of plastic is designed, with the CDs on each side. It, like, it feels like you're gonna break it. Like, I will push, it's hard to show, but, like, pushing. Okay, it kind of just came out easily. Fuck this. But anyways, I promise it's kind of hard to get out. But other than that, love this. Love this album. Let me know if you want me to do more of these. And also, go follow my Instagram. Because speaking of CDs, my new song, CD Collection, is coming out. And there's a teaser on my Instagram. And it's a really fucking song that you're going to want to fucking hear it. Go follow.